Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today. And before I introduce my guest today, just want to let you know that you can always go to our website, WJBMradio.com, and listen to these interviews, listen on demand. And now we're also doing recordings for YouTube. So you can go to our YouTube channel, WJBM, and share and watch them and enjoy them. And today I got a really good guest in today. He was in a year ago, and we talked about, you know, I never heard of milking pigs, but the guy's got it down to a science. Yeah, it's something new. It's not,
I gotta
it's
find
just
a market
about like
for-
AI.
Just about. I got to find a market for the milk.
Yeah. I welcome Brian Albrecht into studio. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I know we were going to talk about the big KC fish fry, the Lenten fish fry that's coming up. Yep. And this year it's going to be in Greenfield and at the St. Michael Hall.
Yes.
But before we get to that, you know, people need to know. Who they're talking to.
That's right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, Brian Albrecht, farmer from Carrollton. Did you grow
Carrollton,
up in Carrollton
yeah.
the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not only just a family man, you are the family man in your family.
Yep, that's correct, yep.
Yep. So you're a single dad?
Single dad, yeah.
You've been raising your kids for how many years have you been on your own raising them?
12.
12 years?
Yep.
And your children's names and ages?
Emily's going to be 20 in April, and Sarah turned 18 in October, and Luke's turned 15 in December.
And you live out which north, south, east, or
I
west
live
of
right,
Carrollton?
Right north of Carrollton along the highway.
Okay.
4 miles. I got a flagpole out by the highway.
Oh, I know that flagpole.
Yeah, and we put old tractors out.
Yeah.
You know, like 4th of July and stuff like that, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a... how people know us. Big Red Barn, Red Shed, and yeah.
And you're a full-time farmer?
Full-time, yeah.
And are you, I know you got a few hogs, right?
Not just fair pit. We used to raise a lot of hogs, yeah.
You got any cattle or anything?
Yeah, we got cattle, yeah. We got several cattle, yeah.
Yeah. So you're raising cattle. Do you eat your own cattle?
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the store?
No, we, and... my kids show pigs at the fair, so then we butcher our own fair pigs, too, and we eat them.
How was it being a single father raising your kids? I mean, it had to be tough.
Well, yeah, you just kind of...
especially on the farm.
Well, it was kind of, I worked in town. I ran a fertilizer spreader and a spray at a retail business. It was Illinois Valley Supply, but not CHS. Mm-hmm. And whenever we got enough acres, I came home to farm... shortly after that, I mean, my wife just, she had some issues that she needed to deal with. But mm-hmm. anyway, long story short, she took off on her own and left me with the kids. And, to be honest, I don't know that it would have been that easy with a full-time job, but I farmed with my brothers and it was very easy for me to have a flexible schedule to be at school when I needed to and sports. So, I don't think I could have done it without being a farmer, you know,
okay.
being self-employed. You know, if a kid was sick, I could just simply go get him. You know, I mean, you're on your own. You can do that. So,
hey, last time when you were here, and I'd like to do it again, we talked about some issues with farmers.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Just touch on that to see where things are.
Yeah.
With I like hearing from a local farmer that's actually doing it.
Yeah.
How about the tariffs? Are they hurting you, helping you, or is there anything going on?
Well, you know, you don't hear much about the tariffs as much as we did a year ago.
Right.
There's no doubt they hurt the market. Trump did strike a trade deal, you know. I mean, the real problem with our marketing right now, with our grain, our prices of grain, is that, we had a great year. So... you know, we had as good a crops as we've ever had. So we kind of flood the market type deal where, you know.
Okay, you flood it, you prices flood go them. Down.
Yeah, prices go down. And right now, down in Brazil and Argentina, they, they've got a great crop coming off too. So that's hurt our yield, our prices tremendously. But our biggest issue right now is the inputs.
Yeah, and, input costs.
Yeah, because we're not getting paid as much as we'd like to get paid. But our inputs have gone up so much over the years, and they never go down. You know, the price of equipment, the fuel, the fertilizer, chemicals.
Seed. I hear seed is so expensive.
Yep, and you know, you get crop insurance and just.
But you still want to farm. You could get out of it and go do something. But but you like farming.
Hey,
what do you like about farming?
I'll just say.
I mean, it's tough.
I mean, it's the struggle's real, but there's nothing better. I mean, to be honest, not to sound, I don't know.
Hokey?
Yeah.
I threw that word out there.
You plant a crop, you know, or you're raising livestock or something, and you're hands-on, and you wait till the time's right, and you plant that crop. There's nothing more upsetting than a crop failure, you know? You know, when a hailstorm, it's stuff that's out of your control.
Right.
And but you take pride in it, you know? I mean, we mow our roadside, you know, try to make your fields look good, and not only do you want good yield, but you want... It's your livelihood. You love it. It's just like I always said, if I wasn't farming and I lived in town, I'd have the nicest yard with the best garden in town. That's who I would be.
Yeah.
You know, right now I don't have the nicest yard or the best garden because I'm busy. Well, I've got a 2,500 acre garden. That's what I'm dealing with, you know? Right. Yeah. So
I've got a big garden.
Big garden, yep. And it's, and I think it looks as good as anyone's does. Maybe not the best in town, but we do well, I think, with it. So,
how about interest rates? Are they hurting you?
Because
we've had higher interest rates for I don't know how many years has this been going on.
Oh man, well,
a couple.
So as you ask me that question, I'm thinking since I started farming when I was young, you know, me and my brother got a loan years ago and raised pigs. I was in grade school. So I've seen the interest rates go high, up and down. You know,
yeah.
That just comes and goes. You know, mm-hmm. You'd like to see it be lower, but
the good thing about interest rates, it's all deductible.
Yeah.
As a business, so yeah, you know, if you got to pay it, you know.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Yeah, it's just
you
got to
work with it.
Yep. Sometimes high, sometimes it's low.
Is property taxes an issue?
Not really. Not for us, really. You know, I mean the. At least in Greene County, you know, our taxes ain't bad. I think they could be worse. I've heard of them being worse in other communities, but, you know, other states, whatever. But that's not a real big issue to us. Now, there is, when you do get to, you build a shop, you make your farm better, you obviously get taxed on it. You know, mm-hmm. You make your house look better, you get taxed on that.
That doesn't seem quite right to me.
It doesn't.
I think if you improve your property... Your taxes should go down.
They should, yes.
Not go up.
I don't understand. I think every
can
time
we
I
vote
think,
on that, can we put that out there.
I think we ought to put that out there. So.
Yeah. Cost of living. I know farmers. I mean, when you're, you know, one reason I think my opinion is a lot of people don't go into business for themselves or want to work for the family business necessarily is because health insurance is so expensive.
Oh,
you know,
man.
I mean, you got to have health insurance.
Yeah.
You know, and it is out of sight, which I finally, I turned 65.
Yeah.
I got on Medicare.
Good luck.
I mean, that was like, oh, wow. I wish I could have turned 65 like 30 years ago.
That's my next milestone, man, 65.
Yeah. Now I just got to keep on going.
Yeah.
You know, got to enjoy it.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, but what a money saver. I mean, with farmers, anybody that's an entrepreneur, owns their own business, boy, that's a heavy load.
Yeah. And I'll tell you a lot. So whenever I first started farming full time, I didn't have a job in town, I had my first insurance. I got a real good plan through Blue Cross. And anyway, it was a... You know, the insurance has changed so much in the last 10, 15 years, but I didn't have a lot of coverage, but I had a low deductible and the price wasn't bad, but it just keeps creeping higher and higher, but I couldn't add on anything. I just had health insurance. Didn't have dental, vision, hearing, nothing like that.
And a big deductible.
Yeah. So I just recently got a new insurance policy, and it's unbelievable what it costs, you know, and they go off of your income, you know, what you make in a year. Well, what people don't understand is that, you know, on paper, a farmer makes X amount of dollars, you know.
Right.
Let's just throw out $100,000, $150,000, whatever. Well, just because a guy makes that much money on paper, that's not what you actually live off of. I mean, you're paying for stuff out of that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what your insurance gets based off of. So now, you know, my premium is going to be higher, and I really didn't make that much money, you know, that as much as what it's on paper, you know. So,
well, hopefully, maybe things can change in the future. Hopefully,
I hope so. Yeah, there's something. It needs to change.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have the Brian Albrecht from Carrollton, Illinois, a longtime farmer. And we got to talk about the KC Fish Fry. Carrollton KC Fish Fry. Yep. Now, you had the Carrollton KC Hall, and you actually had the Fish Fry there in Carrollton last year.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
But you had sold the building. You rented it back.
Yep. We sold the building at the end of the year, and then we rented it back. And had our, because it was too late to go find someplace else. And the lady that bought it, she was kind enough to, she rented it back to us. And anyway, last year went great. You know, same old thing. Just the morale. I mean, there were some members that was pretty upset that we sold the place, but we didn't really. It was all
a lot of overhead.
Yeah, and it was all voted on. You know, so if. What I will say to anybody that had a complaint about it, if you didn't come to the meetings and vote your opinion, then I don't want to listen to it.
Right.
But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, so we've moved on. And after we sold the building, we bought a trailer that has all – it's an enclosed trailer, has all everything that we need in there. So I think it's 30 foot, 32 foot. It's
– How many fryers you got in there?
We have three different fryers.
Okay.
And they're not real big, but a lot of our fry – our fundraising, like we went to the up on the square at Carrollton, the Lions Club had a concert on the square one night every month, and they asked us to fry fish, so we take two or three fryers in there and we fry fish and french fries for them, and we get to keep the money from what we're doing there. And then but the Lions Club has done their part. They've got people up on the square, got you know, doing what they're doing. So we did that, and then we went to the Greenfield Triannual Homecoming.
Triannual.
And
a lot of people get homecomings every year, but
Greenfield does it every 3 years.
Every 3 years. Yep. That's probably better. It's a bigger deal.
It is a bigger deal.
You actually get people to show up.
Yep. And unbelievable, the crowd that was there.
Oh, really?
It was. And I, when I was a kid, you always went to it all the time. Because I did grow up in Carrollton, but we lived in a Greenfield school district.
Oh.
And I went to St. John's.
I wonder why you're wearing orange today.
Well,
I understand
that. I'm supporting everybody, you know.
I was a Tiger. You got orange angry.
Yeah, I was a Tiger. So, but anyway, it was overwhelming, the parade. You know, the people that came out to see the parade and to eat. I mean, there's all kinds of food vendors there, but we did very well at that. And then we went to the Green County Days. We was up on the square at Carrollton and fried fish there for that too. So
you got some experience frying fish. Now you're going to have it at this year, the Lenten fish fries for Carrollton KC's Saint, and it's going to be at Saint Michael Hall in Greenfield.
In Greenfield, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. And are you frying the fish in the hall or out on your trailer?
So. So in our trailer, we have small cookers that we go mobile with. We also still have our big fryers that we had over at the hall. And so we're taking one of our big fryers over there. They got a pavilion out back where they cook for their pork chop dinner and stuff. Yeah. And so how we got connected with them is St. Michael's Men's Club, Greenfield Men's Club over there. A lot of their members are KC members with us as well. Mm-hmm. So it just fit, you know, we're sticking with the tri-parish. We got members both places. Anyway, so that's where our fish fries are going to be. Our fish will be exactly the same as it's always been, which is the best fish you can get. I mean, hands down, it's good.
What's the secret? Or can you talk about
it? I can't really tell you. Sometimes I think it just has something to do with someone else frying fish, and it always tastes a little better that way, you know.
You know, I used to be pretty good at frying fish back in the old days.
Yeah.
You know, I opened up the Varsity Club and I started frying fish.
Yeah.
And there is a trick to frying fish.
There definitely is,
you know,
is,
you got to let it, you know, it gets, you fry it and it gets up and it floats a little bit. And then it's got to float just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then you kind of squeeze it a little bit with the tongs, you know, see where it's at, and then take it out at the right time.
Yep. And we got a good crew of guys. And the only thing that we've really changed, we've changed our batter up a little bit over the years, just, but it's.
That's important.
Yeah. You got to know. Well, you know, you get
flour,
too much.
Cornmeal. I used to go 50-50.
We got a mix that we go with, and it's, I'm not going to tell all our secrets. I always believed in when I was cooking fish, if you're going to cook a lot of fish, the cornmeal will fall off. You'll kind of burn your oil a little prematurely.
True.
So I use a lot. We use a lot less cornmeal than what maybe you would if you was having your own fish fry at your house. And that's just what we do. That's our main secret right there.
Yeah, and it's out.
But now that's everybody right. knows, yep.
Yeah.
But still come eat our fish. I mean,
that's right.
You know, if you want the best fish, come get it from us.
So you got fish. What else are you serving
we
with
got,
that fish?
So we're going to have catfish and buffalo, French fries.
That's a little different. Not a lot of people have buffalo anymore.
No, but there's strong request to have buffalo.
Strong request. Are you getting it from over in Hamburg? Getting it from?
No, this year we're going to get it from Beasley's. Are they still there at Hamburg?
Waters. I mean,
I'd heard they wasn't doing it no more. I don't know.
But they probably aren't. That's where I just remember always getting it from them.
Yeah, that's where we always got it before.
Yeah, they could, man, those guys, they could produce some fish, couldn't they?
They get what we needed every time, yeah. It's this year, we're not really sure what to expect for a crowd. I think we're going to pick up some new people. There's going to be a few people from Carrollton that ain't going to travel. That's going to happen. But,
well, they need to travel.
I asked them if they really at least come over and see how things work out for us.
Yeah. Maybe you could, I don't know. Maybe, is there a priest involved in this?
Yeah. Father Callie Ben, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he offers extra prayers for anybody that travels.
Well, I bet he would. We could bring that up to him, yeah.
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 You know,
he's a pretty good guy.
Free extra prayers.
Yeah.
Anybody that travels. You know, that can't hurt.
No.
And it's free.
And it's good for people to get out, too, you know. And, you know, drive over to Greenfield and see what they got over there. It's a nice little community.
It is.
So.
Okay. So, and that starts, I ask what else you haven't.
Oh, yeah, potato salad, I think coleslaw.
Is this homemade potato salad? Or close?
Look, I'm going to keep that a secret.
Toast salad is good. What else you got?
It comes out of a container, I'll tell you that. I don't know who puts it in there.
Okay, but, all
right. Potato salad, slaw. I think that might be about it.
Onion?
Oh, there'll
gonna
be
some
onion.
Sliced
there'll
onion?
Be some bread there, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And then the Catholic Daughters, the Carrollton, St. John's Catholic Daughters, one of their fundraisers, they sell dessert.
Okay.
So they'll have just unbelievable dessert there. Just them women, they know how to cook. And that is all homemade.
Yes.
And I always kind of look forward to the leftovers there. They give them to us guys, and I take some home way more than I need to.
I never do.
Yeah, well, I that's why I kind of got this little belly going on here. I kind of like my sweets.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually kind of an addict.
Yeah?
I mean, I can't just stop. I tell my wife, would you quit baking cookies? She makes chocolate chip cookies.
I would never do that. I would never.
Quit doing this to me. I can't resist. Yep. I can't stop myself.
My daughter, she likes to cook, and she makes sweets, and I've learned to just eat a little bit at a time. Now, my son, on the other hand, he's thin as a rail. And we got to put a padlock on there, and I got to eat all the cookies in the house.
He inhales those cookies.
Oh, yeah, he loves them. She makes these energy ball things that are, they're healthy, but they're so good. They're
of course they are.
Peanut butter and honey. Oh. And
So, okay, fish fry for Carrollton, KC Carrollton.
Yep.
Starts, what would we
February
say?
February 20th.
Friday, February 20th, every Friday, yep, up until
is March 27th,
March 27th.
Yeah.
Yep, that would be the date. So come every Friday. When's it start? When can you get your food?
4:30 is when we start. 4:30 to 7:00. And
it's dinner time.
Yeah, I should have probably been a little bit more prepared. I don't remember what we're charging.
That's all right. It's cheap.
It's cheap.
It's reasonable.
Oh,
it goes to a good cause.
It goes to a good cause. That's the other thing. Yeah.
What do you do with your money?
Well,
we support the KCs and other
things. So we the school, St. John's School.
Okay.
You know, we've been making some donations to them, if someone gets sick, you know, we've bought some gift card or gas cards. You know, if people's traveling to the doctors,
yeah,
and stuff quite a bit, and we're trying to. We're just now getting reestablished,
yeah,
you know, so we do have to pay for some, you know, our equipment and stuff like that, and we're getting some money, and we're trying to find different avenues. We want to help, you know, we want to be community
good
minded
deed doers.
That's right, and that's to me, like, for me to get help with these fish fries, it's a lot easier when you're doing something good. People want to do good things. People naturally want to do good things.
Yes,
and it's pretty easy to get help when people's like, hey, you know, I helped do that, and now, and we supported this, or,
right,
you know, we did that, or whatever, you know, so.
So 4:30 to 7,
yeah,
and at the hall, is there, like, can you get a beer there?
No, they don't serve alcohol there.
Alcohol? Okay.
So, but they, we are having carryouts as well. You can eat in or carry out.
Okay.
So that's something that needs to be stressed, because I think there'll be a lot of carryout. There, over the years, that's kind of become more and more common that people...
Is there any, you can eat inside, but you can get like tea or...
Yeah, there'll be tea and
water,
lemonade,
soda,
and water, yeah,
yeah,
coffee, yep.
Okay, sounds,
yep,
good. And so your cookers, your guys that help you,
yep,
you got a good group?
Oh, good group of guys. They can do it without me. That's what's good.
Yeah.
When they made me the Grand Knight there a couple years ago, I said, guys, I'm done getting dirty. I'm just going to walk around and visit with everybody.
Yeah.
I always battered the fish. I've done everything pretty much on the cooking end of it.
Now, being a Grand Knight, do you like have the Grand Knight uniform costume with the big hat, the furry thing?
You know, I don't.
Do they have one that fit you?
No, they don't. That's you know, and or the sword. You know, last year you mentioned the sword,
yeah,
and they didn't. The
you
guys
know,
have kind of let
a,
the ball drop, you know, and I'm doing all this hard work.
I've
to
got
keep...
a sword. That I can loan for you. Yeah, loan to you.
Do you think I could walk around town with a sword? It's okay. I'm the Grand Knight.
I tell you what.
I can do it.
You need to get that, put that costume together.
Yeah.
Get that thing. Wear that around with the sword, you know, at these fish fries. People will make the trip to see that.
I'll keep that in mind. If our numbers get down, I'll do that.
Okay. I'm counting on it.
With a big feather hat.
If I come over there, I'm going to call ahead of time. Hey. You got the outfit on?
Is the Grand Knight, is he dressed up?
and then people could get their picture taken with you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, but you charge like $5.
Yeah.
And that goes to a good cause.
You know, you are an entrepreneur. I always knew that, but boy, you really got some ideas. I'll keep all this in mind. It's a good thing we're recording this, so I can go back and, what do I need to be doing?
Yeah, you put the outfit,
yeah,
on. You walk around like you always wanted to.
Yeah.
Because you,
yeah,
don't want to be frying anymore.
That's right.
And you get your picture taken with people.
Yeah.
And you let, like, a kid maybe hold the sword. That's $2.
Yeah. Hey, that's man, you know, have all kinds of money.
All right. Anything else that we want to leave this interview with?
No, unless you got something...
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I got two pigs back there that need milk.
Well, I didn't bring my milkers. You know, the hard part, I was, you know, to milk a pig is you'd have to have a low-sided pan because they're pretty low to the ground.
True that.
You know, and I don't know if you get one to stand still. They got a lot of udders down there.
I've got a low pan, a low-sided pan we can use.
All right, well, let's go out and see what we can do with this pig.
All right, well... thanks so much for coming in. Remember, the Carrollton KC Hall is at the Michael Hall in Greenfield.
Yep.
And
there'll be signs out along the road to find us if you can't find us. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you get close to town, look hard for a heavyset guy with a big plume,
yeah,
hat on.
And a sword.
And he's waving a sword around.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Take
thank
care,
you.
Sir.